in a great mood and thankful that they can almost fill up their tank because it's only $2.38 a gallon instead of, you know, a quarter of a tank.
Yeah, and the gas goes a long way, obviously. But let me just ask you, though. Does anybody object to it? Does anybody get political on you and say, ah, come on, that's all a bunch of Trump stuff?
You know, no. I haven't had a single complaint or anybody argue the point with me. I've been hearing it from my friends. They're like, dude, you're doing the gas price again, $2.38? I'm like, yeah, we're doing it. Spread the word.
So. And the folks at Americans for Prosperity, they do these events right. We've been doing events with Americans for Prosperity for, gosh, 8-10 years, and they do stuff so right. Can you talk about your relationship with Americans for Prosperity?
Yeah, they have done a wonderful job organizing. And the last time they did this here at my station, they had literally 30 people all dressed up in their shirts. They're talking with them. They're filling their tank up. They're spreading the word that, you know, look, they're getting their name out there. I didn't know what this organization was until they approached me. And now I read everything daily on their website, you know, just to see what's going on. And, you know, I spread the word too for them. But what they're doing is so great, and it's so well organized, and the people are just the best.
I think it's so much fun. But the point they try and make is that's what it was on day one of the Biden administration, and that's something that we need to really kind of hone in on. Can I ask you how much gas can they? I mean, can somebody in an SUV come up and get as much gas as they want?
No, it's limited to 10 gallons per car. That way more people can get in, you know, and take advantage of the offer of $2.38 a gallon. So it's a max 10 gallons.
I think that is so way cool. Wade, thank you so much, my friend. We've talked with you before. I have a feeling we'll be doing this again as we get closer to Election Day. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you guys participating and joining in with Americans for Prosperity. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
There you go. Wade Bond, the owner of Jay's Market. That's 190 East Flamingo Road. And that's going to be from 11:30 until 1:30, part of a whole day. The Pay More, Get Less, Nevada Inflation Crawl. Stay with us. We have just scratched the surface. We have a full hour to go as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Stocks on Wall Street closed solidly higher in afternoon trading Wednesday after the Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate by a widely expected 0.75 point.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank will keep taking action to lower inflation.
Over coming months, we will be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down, consistent with inflation returning to 2%. We anticipate that ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate. The pace of those increases will continue to depend on the incoming data and evolving outlook for the economy.
The Fed's move, its second three-quarters of a point hike in a row, raises its benchmark short-term rate to the highest level since 2018. The Biden administration has offered a deal to Russia aimed at bringing home two detained Americans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Secretary of State Blinken revealed that the U.S. made an offer to Moscow weeks ago to win the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another jailed American, Paul Whelan. He did not offer details on the proposed deal. In a sharp reversal of previous policy, Blinken also said he expects to speak with his Kremlin counterpart for the first time since before Russia invaded Ukraine. Greg Clugston, The White House.
NASA is launching two more mini helicopters to Mars in its effort to return Martian rocks and soil samples to Earth. Under the plan announced Wednesday, NASA's Perseverance rover will do double duty and transport the cache to the rocket that will launch them off the red planet a decade from now. Perseverance already has gathered 11 samples, with more rock drilling planned. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow up by 436 points. The Nasdaq rose 469, with the S&P 500 up by 102. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Authorities are working on identifying the partial human remains found Monday at Lake Mead. National Park Service officials say the remains were spotted Monday afternoon at Swim Beach. That's a small recreation area along the Boulder Basin of the lake. The corpse was the third discovered since May, as Lake Mead's water level continues to drop. Right now, it's at 27% of capacity. Well, some Nevada Republicans are crossing party lines to support Democratic incumbent Attorney General Aaron Ford in his reelection bid. The group called Republicans for Ford include former state Senate Majority Leader Michael Roberson and former state GOP Chairwoman Amy Tarkanian. The more than one dozen Nevada GOP members are throwing their support behind Ford in his reelection battle against conservative attorney Sigal Chatta, who says the endorsements do not concern her. Nobody matched all six numbers in last night's $830 million Mega Millions lottery. That means Friday's jackpot is going to be about, you guessed it, it's a lot of numbers, $1 billion.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for a crash. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Sunset. Multiple vehicles there on the right shoulder. Congestion on the Beltway 215 westbound at Gibson. You'll touch the brakes 215 east at Gillespie. And lane restrictions 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So I get a fundraising note from the Republican Party saying that we are down under 125 days to the midterm elections. And I'm saying, oh my gosh, 125 days or less, that is amazing. That must be time to have Gates McGavick on, because he's the Republican National Committee Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. He joins us. Gates, hard to believe it, but we're less than 125 days to an election. What do you make of the atmosphere out there? I know you keep your ear to the ground. Tell me what you're hearing, what you're feeling from voters.
You know, I think the big thing we're hearing is this election is going to be about a few simple things. It's going to be about the economy. It's going to be about crime. It's going to be about the border. Those three things are the issues that Americans consistently cite as the most important things they're considering before heading to the ballot box. And Joe Biden's failed on all three. We have a raging border crisis. It's a total humanitarian disaster. Inflation is up 9%, historic levels, historic rise in prices. Obviously, we have a crisis at the gas pump, and Biden's trying to take credit for driving prices down to like $450, $460, which is still just way too much for American families to afford. And then crime has skyrocketed in Democrat-run cities, and you know our inner cities have never been more unsafe. So when it comes to those everyday issues that affect your cost of living, that affect your safety in your community, the American people know that Democrats have failed. They've failed to deliver. They have made these crises worse, and Republicans are offering an alternative.
Gates, let me ask you, the Fed raised rates again, and everybody's talking about how's it going to impact John Q. Public. In your view, and again, I'm not an economist, so I'm the wrong guy to ask, but I will ask you, what's this going to mean to just plain folks?
I think, unfortunately, things will probably get worse before they get better. I think a lot of economists are warning that we may be already in a recession, and if not, we're definitely headed towards one. GDP numbers will get released tomorrow, and they're expected to be really, really bad. And of course, inflation is still just hammering people. I mean, this is what happens, right? I'm not an economist either, but I understand how inflation works. And, you know, Joe Biden pumped trillions of dollars into the economy when there were already warning signs for inflation, and it made everything worse. Add that to the supply chain crisis that Democrats have refused to fix. I think things are going to continue to be difficult for your average voter. And the thing that makes it even worse is Biden's response to this. He wants to tax and spend more. This is why we need to elect Republicans to put the brakes on this insanity, cut taxes, get people back to work, drive prices down. We need to elect Republicans in November to make that happen.
What is Congress doing other than getting ready to go on vacation for their summer vacation? What is it that Congress is doing? What should Congress be doing?
Well, I'll tell you one thing Congress needs to do is they need to go ahead and pass protection for Supreme Court justices who are being getting death threats, in some cases being, you know, like an attempted assassination against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The House is refusing to pass votes on that. They're still pursuing their Green New Deal agenda. Nancy Pelosi is still just totally beholden to the far left. She's more scared of AOC than she is of the American voter, and that's why the Democrat Party has gone so far to the left. Their priorities are not in line with what the American people want, and that's why so many of them will be voted out in November.
What is your sense of what the January 6th committee is up to? Is this really about finding the truth about what happened on January 6th, or is there another agenda that involves the former president, Donald J. Trump?
I think this is very much a partisan, political, you know, fake committee. There are no real Republicans on it. It's unprecedented for a committee like this to not have strong bipartisan presence from both sides of the aisle. Liz Cheney is clearly in it for herself. She's totally forgotten about the people she represents in Wyoming, which is why she's likely to lose her primary. I think this is, you know, an extension of the witch hunt that we saw against President Trump every day while he was in office. I mean, these are the same people who never even acknowledged that he was the rightfully elected president. They claimed it was Russia that did it for him. I don't think people really take this seriously. And it's a really strong contrast, Kevin. You know, Democrats are focused on this made for TV DC drama, you know, very beltway House of Cards type stuff. Meanwhile, Republicans are out in the field building community centers, knocking on doors, registering voters. It's two very different approaches, and I think that ours is going to work a lot better for the midterms.
I want to talk about what the Republican National Committee has done. I know they have a major presence here in Southern Nevada and across our state. We've got a couple of big elections for governor and for U.S. Senate. We have House races. Can you talk a little bit about what's being done here on the ground?
Yeah, I'll give you. So across the country, we've engaged about 550,000 volunteers so far this cycle. So that's 500,000 people that we have volunteering, knocking doors, registering voters, making calls, watching the polls. We've built over 30 minority engagement community centers to try and engage with these communities that Democrats take for granted, including, I think, two focused on Hispanic outreach in Nevada. And then our election integrity program is obviously really important. And, you know, in Nevada, we've hired an election integrity state director and an election integrity in state council. We've held over 185 election integrity trainings in Nevada. We have engaged over 3,000 election integrity volunteers in Nevada, and we've signed up about 1,000 poll watchers and poll workers combined as we head into midterms. And, you know, making sure that elections are free, fair, and transparent is so important. I know that, you know, Democrats in Nevada used COVID to, you know, do an end around against some election integrity laws in the last election. And so, you know, making sure that there's transparency at the ballot box is extremely important in Nevada and nationwide. And there's a great slate of candidates out there. Lombardo, Laxalt, making sure we, you know, April Becker, going to get rid of Catherine Cortez Masto. I think people are feeling really good about the possibility of getting Nevada back on track, and the RNC is going to be there every step of the way.
I want to ask you, and this is kind of your sweet spot when it comes to voter integrity and all that. Do you view that as something? Can you sleep at night knowing that we're going to have an election in less than 125 days? And are you certain that it will be free and fair?
Yeah, I think it absolutely will. I think it'll absolutely be a free and fair election. I think, you know, our national efforts to secure election integrity have really been unprecedented. So, you know, I gave you some Nevada numbers, but zooming out across the whole country, the RNC. So we have over 30,000 poll workers and poll watchers on the ground doing the job, ensuring transparency. We're involved in 50 cases of election integrity litigation nationwide. We have held almost 3,000 election integrity trainings across the country. This is all really unprecedented. No one's ever really been able to do this before. And so the RNC is laser focused on building out this massive infrastructure of election integrity, ensuring transparency. And then you have Republican states passing great laws, like in Georgia and Florida and Arizona and Texas, requiring voting ID, banning ballot harvesting, ensuring more poll watching. So, yeah, I think there's been real progress made on election integrity, and I'm looking forward to a free and fair election.
What have we seen, Gates? And again, Gates McGavick joining us, the Director of Strategic Communications and an election integrity expert with the Republican National Committee. What have we seen in the primaries, and have we had problems with voting during the primaries?
I'm really glad you asked. We haven't. So there have been some major primaries. A couple of good examples, I think, are Georgia and Texas have both held primaries in recent months. And in both states, Republicans passed essentially the same two versions of the same law, which, again, requires voter ID, more poll watching, less ballot harvesting. In both states, turnout skyrocketed, and there were fewer reported issues to election integrity hotlines than in prior elections. So it's really clear that these laws work. These primaries are going well, turnout's up, issues are down. Smart election integrity legislation does what it's supposed to do, and that's make it easier to vote, harder to cheat. We're very encouraged by what we're seeing so far.
In the last week, I've seen a couple of Trump speeches, and I must tell you, I have been so incredibly impressed by the former president. Can you talk a little bit about his role with the party, with the Republican National Committee? Even though he hasn't admitted that he's going to run for re-election, he sounds like a guy that's running. What is your sense of these speeches, these appearances? He was in D.C. yesterday for the first time since he left office. Talk a little bit about his role in all of this. He is like the 700-pound elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Can you talk a little bit about his role?
Yeah, I mean, he's still very much, in a lot of ways, one of the main leaders, the leader of the party. You know, I mean, he still has his finger on the pulse of the American people and the Republican base. He obviously achieved so much in his 4 years in office that he doesn't get enough credit for, frankly. I mean, I think the best example is the vaccine, right? The vaccine that Democrats love to tout, Trump delivered. And I think, you know, I don't know if we'll run again. The RNC obviously has to stay neutral in any primary, regardless of who's running. We'll get behind whichever candidate wins the primary. But yeah, these speeches, these appearances show there's still a lot of enthusiasm in the Republican Party for President Trump, and we owe him a lot of gratitude.
If folks want to help out, if they want to help you with this big red wave that's coming, what can they do? How can they help you? What is it you need?
Go to GOPvictory.com, get involved in your area. Follow GOP on Twitter, and also, you know, go on Facebook. Find your local county Republican Party, your state Republican Party. Everyone needs volunteers. We're all on the same team. Reach out in your community, and follow GOP on Twitter for updates. Go to GOPvictory.com, and, you know, stay plugged in, because the red wave is going to take all of us working together.
Indeed it is. Gates, thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon.
Yep, good talking to you, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Gates McGavick, he is the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications, and he's an election integrity expert. He says he can sleep well knowing that we're going to have a free and fair election come November. I am not certain. Elections that dealt with Democrats on Democrats and Republicans on Republicans, that's one thing. But when you get Republicans versus Democrats, are they going to try and cheat? Are they going to try and steal an election again? Could be. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Mein Key, doing car care right.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, I was blown away. Last night I went to a C-SPAN because I wanted to see the entire Trump speech. We carried portions of it yesterday from the America First Agenda Summit. In our nation's capital. And I must tell you, I was blown away by it. I really honestly was. But it was great to hear the former president going off. And one object of his anger was with no less than, well, Adam Schiff. He went after him with a vengeance. This was somebody who former President Trump sounded bitter when it came to Adam Schiff on a number of different levels, mainly because Schiff wanted to attack his family, and that's a no-no with Donald J. Trump. This was the former president going after Adam Schiff yesterday in our nation's capital. Here it is.
I said this the other day. He knew Russia was a hoax. Him, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Democrats. And he stood pompously before microphones. His head, as you know, I feel, is shaped like a watermelon. He's quite an unattractive man. Now, see, they'll get me in trouble for that, Kellyanne, because by saying he's unattractive, they'll say, that's a horrible thing to say. But he said slightly worse about me. But think of this. He knows it's a hoax. He goes, not a stupid person, an evil person, a sick person, in my opinion, But he goes before these same microphones, and he said, President Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., will go to prison for what he's done with Russia. What kind of a man would say,